Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana White, and I blog almost every day as Noni, which is short for anonymous, over at aslobcomesclean.com. That's where I share my personal deslobification process, the completely honest and never-ending story of me getting my own home under control. And as I figure out what works and what doesn't work, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually do work in real life for real people who don't necessarily love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me. This is podcast number 63, and I am going to talk about finding storage space in my own house today. But it's with a little bit of sadness and a little bit of happiness that I let you know that this is probably the last podcast I'm going to do before summer. My kids get out of school next week, I guess a week from today. And I'm very excited about that. But my number one job in life is mom. That's my life's work. My family is. And so a couple summers ago in blogging, I decided to take the summer off because the first few summers I would try to blog and be mom full time. And I didn't feel like I did well at anything. And I was just stressed and a little bit miserable about it. So I just decided, you know what? I am going to not blog over the summer. And I still do blog a little bit here and there, but mostly I take off. So just be aware that that is the case. My recommendation for you, as always, is to make sure you subscribe to this podcast in iTunes so that if I do come out with another podcast, you will not miss it. Also, I highly recommend that you sign up for my email list. Just go to aslobcomesclean.com, and in the header, you can see where to click to sign up for my email list. And I know I'm always asking you to do that, but I do have some exciting things coming soon. Some things that are going to come out over the summer that I already know about. I have a couple of giveaways. And I'm also working, hopefully, to finish next week to set out a Game Changers series that's going to be exclusively email. Okay. And what that means is I have recorded some videos, and I'm going to be writing up the information as well for those of you who don't watch videos. But it's game changers, specifically things that have been shockingly effective in my own deslobification process. Things that I never imagined would make a huge difference that have ended up making a huge difference in my home. And those are going to be exclusive for email subscribers. So if you go ahead and sign up for email, you will be sure that you get those as soon as they are available and as soon as they come out. Also coming up soon, I have a lot to do in the next week. But anyway, year three of aslobcomesclean.com in ebook form is going to be available. So you will also know when that is available. And like I said, a few giveaways coming up that are actually kind of fun. So you don't want to miss those. I am also going to mention that I have a review coming out probably early next week. I thought it was going to happen this week, and then this week has been crazy. But on Drink Bands, drinkbands.com, you can go to and click on Slob in the red bar at the top, and that gives you a podcast exclusive discount. But I also am going to have a review giving and giveaway coming up on the blog. And I do have a few more of my daily deslobification blogcasts that will be coming out next week. But this is probably the last full-length podcast. So if you have not subscribe to my daily deslobification blogcast, this would be a great time to do that. Okay, so I'm talking about finding storage space in your home. I'm going to link to the things that I'm talking about, email sign up and all that kind of stuff in the show notes for this podcast number 63. Just go to aslobcomesclean.com/podcasts with an S, and you can click on podcast number 63 to get the show notes for this. If podcast number 63 is not directly linked there yet, just go to the bottom where it says, see all my podcasts here, and that will get you to podcast number 63. Okay, so I'm talking about finding storage space in your home. To me, this is appropriate for summer because even though it's not like New Year's when everybody in the whole entire world goes decluttering crazy, I think as moms, those first couple weeks of summer when we're kind of out of the routine and at home, we go, okay, let's get rid of some stuff. Or maybe it's the changing over of clothes, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, switching over from winter stuff to spring stuff to summer stuff. Those times are just natural times when you start thinking about decluttering. And when I think about decluttering, I also think about, you know, what things am I going to keep and where am I going to keep them? Storage space is one of my favorite excuses for messes. If you have followed my master bedroom drama over the years, that is my thorn in my side, that room is. But that room is a dumping ground. And I have had so much less to dump as I have decluttered my home like a crazy woman over the past 6 years now almost. But just decluttering, getting things truly out of my house has meant that that room, even though it still gets that way, you know, it doesn't get as bad as it used to, but it still gets really, really bad. And when it gets bad, it's actually clean right now. I just want the whole entire world to know that if you came over, I would probably not tackle you if you opened that door. Probably. If you come over like today, right now, May 29th, except I probably wouldn't let you in the house because even though the house was in really good shape last weekend when I had family over, somehow this week it's just completely gone crazy again. But the master bedroom, pretty good right now. I cleaned it out. But when it gets bad, because I come up with something that I feel like I have to keep, and I don't know where to put it, and so I stick it in the master bedroom. There's just this little floor area in front of the fireplace in my master bedroom. Yes, I have a fireplace in my master bedroom. Not that you can see it most of the time because there's clutter in front of it, but hey. But that just seems to be my dumping ground, and it's a mental adjustment that I'm trying to make. I'm in the process of making, and that's what I'm talking about, just some improvement that I've made lately. And that is, you know, I love the excuse that I don't have storage space because compared to some homes, I really don't have as much as some people do. I don't have a storage shed, even though I used to have a storage shed in the house that we lived in the town we lived in before this one. And we really didn't store a whole lot in the storage shed because it was way out. We had a big yard and it was way out, you know, and we just didn't use it the way that I had thought. a storage shed. That's it. That is going to solve all of my clutter problems. And it didn't. Imagine that. But this house, we have a garage and we have a lot of stuff in it. Okay. But we don't have... In my mind, we don't have a lot of storage space. I have a teeny tiny coat closet that is very narrow, very small. Basically, the vacuum cleaner can go in there because in my mind, that's where vacuum cleaners go because that's where my mom kept her vacuum cleaner. You know, so the vacuum cleaner goes in it and then basically enough coats for our family of five. And that's all that's going to fit in there. I do have it's kind of like a laundry hamper cabinet or something in my game room. I'm sure you've seen it before in other, in blog posts where I've worked on that room over and over. I also have, you know, above that is another cabinet with three shelves. And then I have my pantry in the kitchen. And so I don't have storage closets, but it's not like I don't have any storage. But in my mind, in my slob brain, I think about this one house we went to where they had, it was crazy, like 5 or 6 walk-in closets that were purely storage closets. Like in the hallway outside the kitchen, there were these 3 doors. And I was like, huh, I wonder what that is. They were all walk-in closets. But just a random side note here for anybody selling their house. This home was beautiful. It was neat. But the thing I remember is that it had a lot of stuff, neatly displayed stuff. It wasn't piles of junk. Okay. I did go to a house one time where it was piles of junk. This was a house where they had tons of glassware. Tons. I mean, they loved glassware. Oh my goodness, they loved glassware. Anyway, it was everywhere, displayed on every shelf, and then in these storage closets, and I'm assuming they must have built the house and planned these storage closets for their glassware. These storage closets were full of more glassware. And I'm talking like, I don't know, vases and, you know, 3-foot tall glass swans and glass flowers. And, you know, I mean, we're talking like 2 and 3 foot tall glass. Yeah, my brain is not working. Art pieces. I don't know. Anyway, it was amazing what they had. I'm not talking cups. So they had all this different glassware. Well, but in my mind as a buyer, even as a buyer who struggles with clutter herself, I kept thinking to myself, these people are never going to be able to move. Like, they are not going to be able to move because they have so much glass to deal with. That just seemed like a nightmare in my brain to try to move all of that stuff. I just couldn't even, it just couldn't compute in my head how they were ever going to be able to do that. And honestly, I don't honestly remember. I think there was something else that we really didn't like about the house. As far as, I don't remember what it was, but anyway, but in my mind, that was a real stop for me. I mean, and that's something to consider for those of us who do struggle with just having an overabundance of stuff and rationalizing our overabundance of stuff. That's what I was thinking about instead of thinking about myself living in that home. You know, so I really think that that probably hurt them in selling their home, that they had so much stuff that my brain went to, oh my goodness, these people will never be able to move. Because can you imagine wrapping up all of that glass and packing it? And I mean, it was just huge amounts of it. So, but I always think about, well, but that house, they had all those storage closets. I mean, that obviously would solve all my problems, but do you know what would happen? You know, you're listening to my podcast. If you've ever listened to one before, you know what would happen if I had 6 walk-in storage closets. They would all be falling. I mean, the minute I opened the doors, everything would burst out because I would fill them. And I wouldn't fill them neatly like these people did with their glassware. I would just fill them to the top with junk because that's how I roll. So I now understand 6 walk-in storage closets is really not what's going to solve my problem. In fact, it might make my problem worse. But I do love that excuse of, oh, I just don't have any storage space. So what else am I supposed to do? And y'all know how much I love summer, and summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean. I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customized to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk, and Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean. One of my most recent master bedroom, I don't know, exposés, personal exposés on myself, whatever. One of those, I talked about, you know, the Girl Scout stuff. Girl Scout stuff for us has been an issue. We meet in my home. I'm super duper proud of myself for being able to have them meet in my home once or twice a month and being able to invite people in and let people in the front door and all that. And that's great for me. But storing the stuff that we need, because Girl Scouts need stuff. We have craft supplies and all that. Well, I didn't know where to put that stuff. And so I had dumped it in the master bedroom because that's where things get dumped when I don't know where to put it. But it had been making me crazy because I felt like, well, it's not something I can declutter. It's not even mine. It's the troops. And I have to get that stuff. I have to figure out where to put it. And then and it was just making me crazy. You know, it was just something in the back of my mind that just irritated me. Not like an organized person who's like, oh my word, I have to figure this out or I just can't go on with life. No, I went on with life just perfectly fine. But it grated on my nerves and it caused the messiness in the master bedroom. And it was a frustration to me. Kept on living, but I was frustrated. So I was frustrated because I felt like I didn't have a place to put that. And then all of a sudden one morning I had been thinking about, man, I've got to get that figured out. I was sitting at my breakfast table and I look over and my pantry door was open because I'm a door lever opener. And I thought, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff stored in that cabinet that I don't even need. And yet there's stuff I have to keep that I've been telling myself I didn't have any storage space for. And it just kind of clicked in my head that I had storage space. I was just using it to store things I didn't need. Meanwhile, I thought I didn't have any space for the things I did have to keep. And it just kind of was an interesting moment where I went, huh, I'll bet you I could get rid of a bunch of that stuff. And so that was my goal. My goal was to clear enough space in there that I could put my Girl Scout stuff in there. When I say pantry, let me just be clear. It's not my food pantry. I have, Okay, how do I describe this on a podcast? I have this part of my house, my breakfast nook. If you watch my videos, you've seen at least one or two on that. But my breakfast nook, people don't even know it's there because it's kind of this back part of my house. Like you walk into the house, there's the dining room, and then you go into the kitchen from there, and then back in there is the breakfast nook. And it's funny because I do have a few people in my home group who read my blog, and when I will do something on that breakfast nook, they will come in that next Sunday night and they'll say, "Where is your breakfast nook? I have never seen it." Like people don't see it. I've had people also in my house, you know, hanging out in the kitchen. All of a sudden they look and they go, "Oh, I didn't know this was back here." It's just, which in so many ways is why I love it, because, you know, people don't see it. And so I don't worry quite as much as I should about it. But it's a really, actually a really pretty area. It's got this built-in shelf, and then it has these two doors on the side with, I don't know, storage space in it, but that storage space over there. So it's like two matching, I don't know, four shelf narrow pantry areas. And one of them I use for my food pantry and the other one I use for storage. Anyway, but I've been telling myself I didn't have storage. And so I look there and I see that I had stuff in there that I did not need. And so I started clearing stuff out of it. Okay. Now let me just tell you something that has been an adjustment for me over the past 6 years of me figuring out how to keep my house under control and realizing the less stuff I have, the better my house stays under control. The more stuff I have, the more out of control it gets. Less stuff is what I need in my life. I cannot handle huge amounts of stuff. Okay. So it's this difference between stuff shifting and stuff leaving my house. I used to shift things. So if I looked in there and I said, I need to put my Girl Scout stuff somewhere, I need to find a place to put that. Well, what I would have done most likely is taken that other stuff out and put it in a pile or put it in a box and said, you know, one of these days I'm gonna have to find a place to put it. You know, I can do this because I don't actually really, really need this stuff right now, but I might need it later. So I'm gonna put it inside this box and stick that out in the garage and just kind of shift things around or move it and go pile it somewhere else where I thought, well, maybe one day I'll be able to clean out this and then get. But there's such a beauty in stuff actually leaving my house, being gone, being done. I don't need it anymore. And that actually frees up space. So instead of just shifting things around in my home, actually saying, okay, I'm going to pull everything out of this space that can leave forever. So let me give you some examples of things that were in there. Canisters that I had bought at a friend's garage sale that were really, really cute. My kitchen is blue and yellow. Please don't tell me if that's out of style. I don't care. My kitchen's blue and yellow. I love blue and yellow. And these canisters were blue and yellow. And I saw them and I thought, well, I don't have canisters. And those canisters are blue and yellow. Well, wouldn't they be perfect in my kitchen? I would love to have those canisters. And so I bought them. But they had been in storage, imagine that, for who knows how long. I think she was raising money for an adoption and somebody had cleared out a storage unit or something and given her all this stuff to sell. So it wasn't even her stuff, but they had been in storage. So they had that icky storage stuff on them, you know, like kind of that greasy, you know, kind of like they'd been in the kitchen. So they had that greasy, dusty thing, and then they'd been in storage. So pretty nasty. I mean, really anything that's been in storage, that's another thing to consider, isn't it? Anything that's just been in storage usually gets kind of gross and nasty, especially storage units. I mean, sometimes it's necessary. I'm not going to say it's not. I have had times in my life where a storage unit saved my sanity. However, things that are just there to be stored indefinitely, it gets kind of gross. So at least this stuff was. So anyway, I had this film on it. And so I had not used them because I'm like, well, this is for food stuff. It's going to require me to, you know, fill up the sink with hot soapy water and get these things scrubbed and all that. I mean, that's great and wonderful, but I'd never done it. And y'all, it had been a year, maybe 2 years. I don't know. But in all that time, these super cute canisters that I didn't know I needed until I saw them, I'd never done what it took to actually use them. But I'd kept them and I had stored them. And so it became a decision for me of looking at those canisters and saying, they don't need to sit in here taking up storage space anymore. They don't deserve that. I either need to clean them so I can use them, or I need to donate them and let somebody else who will love them and actually clean them use them. And I thought, I have no desire to clean them. I'd rather donate them. And that was my decision. And they left my house and that freed up space. They didn't shift to somewhere else to wait. I just said, you know what? I've lived just fine without those canisters. I don't need those canisters. And so I just stuck them in the donate thing. And no, I did not clean them first. Okay. So that was something that came out. Other things that came out. Oh, I don't know. How about two coffee makers that we don't use? One, I will say, has been our backup coffee maker. It's kind of a boring one, you know, like one that you turn it on and turn it off and it doesn't have a timer feature or whatever to get it to automatically come on in the morning. I mean, I know. Can you believe we ever lived like that? But I'm just kidding. But we have had that one because the other ones that we've had have, I mean, I'm a carafe breaker from long way back. I mean, I will break any carafe, except I haven't broken that one for some reason. But so we've tried all these other ones, carafeless ones. We actually like the one that we have right now. But we have that as a backup because we've used it as a backup multiple different times. But then we had this other one that is lousy. It's like a one cup thing. It's not a Keurig or anything that fancy, but it was like a, you know, get a one cup at a time. It's carafeless and it doesn't even heat. Like, anyway, I don't know why in the world we did not throw that away. I have no clue whatsoever why we stuck it in there. When I say we, I kind of mean my husband, but he's wonderful, so I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's my fault as much too, because it's been there for 2 years. I have no idea why we didn't throw that away. A lousy one. But there it was, taking up a huge amount of space. And it's like I just saw it through new eyes of, yes, this is storage space and I am storing things, but it's storing stuff that I do not need. And so I pulled that out. I pulled out, a whole bunch of other stuff. One of the things that was in there was a picnic basket. And I really debated over that. Well, guess what? When I got rid of the other stuff that I honestly did not need, coffee makers and what was the other thing? Canisters. And then, then I actually did have room, even after I put the Girl Scout stuff in there, to keep the picnic basket that I did want, that sort of kind of I can justify keeping, because there was space in there. But I didn't know until I actually pulled out the things that I absolutely, truly did not need to be storing and replaced them with the things that I did need a space for. And then I still had room for some of the stuff that I really wanted to keep. Other things I found in there, I found a ton of dog treats. I have no idea why we've been putting dog treats in there. I mean, I get it in my head. I think it's kind of one of those things, like I've talked before recently about, you know, where would I stick it versus where would I look for it? I have to go with where I would look for it. Thinking, oh, okay, where would I stick this first? For some reason, I stick it in there, but that's not where we look for it. So that's not where I should put it. I need to always think, where would I go looking for this first if I needed it? I would go looking. Actually, it's on the cabinet above our microwave. That's where I look for treats to say, oh, do we have any treats? Okay, yes, we've got them and here they are. But I never go look in this cabinet, so I should not be putting them there. But this was something we actually did need, but it was lost away in this generic weird storage space. Okay, so once I cleared that out, then I had space, plenty of space for all our Girl Scout stuff. Now, I did purge it as I went through because I was like, oh, some of the stuff in the Girl Scout stuff is trash. You know, here it is. It's just been in my master bedroom on the floor in these boxes. Me thinking, oh, that's so much stuff. Once I actually went to go put it into this space that I had cleared, well, it turned out it wasn't even anything. I mean, there was, you know, it was just trash, really. I mean, just stuff that could be purged. And so once I got that, it fit in there perfectly. I was able to keep the picnic basket that I wasn't sure about. That might be the subject of re-decluttering later. Because remember, re-decluttering is a real thing. I used to think I had to declutter it and organize it perfectly, or what was the point? And that placed a lot of stress on me. But I've realized now it's okay to just, you know, do the best I can. That space is 1,000 times better. My master bedroom is now cleared out. It's 1,000 times better because I found a place to put that stuff. I actually got rid of the things that I was taking out. I didn't just shift them somewhere else. And there was still room for the picnic basket. But you know what? Next time when I clear out that space, I may look at that picnic basket and go, oh yeah, I really worried about this last time. And we haven't used it this whole entire year. Yeah, we don't need that. And it's easier for me the second time to go back and say, okay, I made this space livable. Our home was greatly improved because I decluttered it as best I could. And then the next time I go back, then it's like I have a fresh perspective on the thing that I had so much angst about the time before. It's okay to re-declutter.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One more, let's see. Okay. So another aspect of that, especially for, you know, when it's coming up on summer and I know that, you know, it's time for me to put away the school clothes, which, oh my word, that's going to be exciting. And I know there are some people who say, well, I don't ever put clothes away. Well, good for you. But my kids will wear random weird things that anyway. So I just put all my school clothes away. I love that. Like I love them just being gone and out of sight and they are put away. But you know, just kind of summer stuff coming out and, oh, stuff that we only use during the school year going in, that makes me think about, you know, what is storage space really for me? And this is where I am in the process of trying to adjust this thinking for myself. What is storage space? Is it a place where I put something I'm never going to use, or is it someplace to put things that do get used consistently, just not every day? You know, if it gets used every day, then it's probably going to have a more prominent outside place. But it's that, what do I use? So, you know, Christmas stuff. That to me is the easiest storage space. And I actually, for some reason, like it because I like to be able to get it out, use it, put it away. Oh, that's like all logical and justifiable in my mind. Summer stuff, you know, our summer, I don't know, floats and life jackets and, you know, the different things that we only use in the summer. That's something that we truly do need to store throughout the rest of the year because it does not make sense for us to rebuy some of those things every single year. You know, that's not logical and goes against my frugality that I was born with. But, you know, having this thing in my head is what I'm trying to adjust to. Okay. I am not there and I'm sure I'll keep writing about it, but I'm trying to adjust in my brain to what deserves to be stored. And a broken coffee maker doesn't deserve to be stored. Not that I have anything against a broken coffee maker. I'm sure it didn't mean to break, but I have to be realistic and say, a broken coffee maker does not deserve storage space in my house. Girl Scout stuff that we get out every 2 weeks and we use and I need to be able to go and get instead of going out and buying new supplies every time because I can't remember where I stuffed it, that deserves to be stored. Our summer floaties, those deserve to be stored. Our water guns, those deserve to be stored because they get enjoyed year after year after year. Broken stuff, stuff that we don't even care about, stuff that we will never use, that doesn't deserve to be stored. Okay, I think I'm done rambling. But thank you so much for joining me. I will see you, not see you, here. Talk to you. That's it. I will talk to you again, probably in August. But like I said, make sure you subscribe so that the little number pops up on your podcast app, in iTunes, if you listen through iTunes. Make sure you subscribe there so that if by chance I do decide to do a podcast during the summer, which you never know, I have these ideas in my head that I'm going to do some with my kids about some of our teaching kids to clean stuff that we do. But who knows if that's actually going to happen. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it. Also, be sure that you subscribe to my email list because I really do have some exciting things coming out in the next week and timed out through the summer that will be coming out via email. And that is free, by the way. My email list is completely free. But I would greatly appreciate it if you would sign up for that and don't miss my daily deslopification blogcasts that are coming out the rest of this week or next week. Thanks so much for joining me, and I will talk to you later. Bye.